In Libya, the revolutionaries say they need heavy weapons to be able to respond to attacks by regime forces. They say they are unable to win the war without heavy arms provided by NATO. So far, NATO members have failed to supply revolutionaries with a sophisticated heavy weaponry. A U.S. federal appeals court has ordered the government to overhaul its mental health care system for veterans. The court cites an average of 18 ex-troops committing suicide every day. The verdict accuses the Department of Veterans Affairs of failing to provide timely care for the mental health needs of former soldiers. In the U.S., a new Gallup poll shows the majority of Americans are fed up with the traditional two-party system and want a third independent party. The poll shows a majority of Americans think both the Democrats and the Republicans have failed to represent the American people. The U.S. says the war in Afghanistan is far from over. Even after the announcement of Osama bin Laden's death, Major General John Campbell claims that bin Laden's death could spur more attacks on U.S. soldiers in the war-torn country. This comes as Britain has also rejected a troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Top U.S. Senator John Kerry is expected to travel to Pakistan amid tensions between Washington and Islamabad over the death of Osama bin Laden. Kerry says he hopes to resolve issues surrounding the U.S. operation against the Al-Qaeda leader. The raid has worsened the already strained ties between the two countries. At least two policemen have been killed in blasts in the Iraqi city of Tikrit. Medical sources say another police officer has also been injured. No group has claimed responsibility for the bombing so far, but officials say Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups may be behind them. In Egypt, thousands of protesters are staging a sit-in outside the state TV building in the capital. This follows Saturday's deadly sectarian clashes in Cairo. The protesters demand that a torched church in the capital be rebuilt and that the people behind Saturday's violence be put on trial. And Japan's Premier Naoto Kan says he will only keep his salary as a lawmaker until the nuclear crisis in his country is over. That's some $10,000 per month. Japan is tackling a major nuclear crisis caused by a huge earthquake and a following tsunami in March.